Okay, picture this. It's 2 in the morning. You're staring at this just mountain of textbooks. You've been rewriting the definition of mitochondria on index cards for what feels like 3 hours. Your hand is cramping up, your eyes are burning, and you just have that sinking feeling that, none of this is gonna stick.
The classic cram session.
Yeah.
It's so inefficient
Right.
and painful. And honestly, it's usually just a total waste of time.
Completely. And that's exactly the problem that our first subject today is trying to solve. We're looking at Flashnotes. It's this sleek, offline first app. The whole pitch is natural note-taking. You write your notes, and it uses AI to turn those scribbles into flashcards automatically.
Which is great. It handles the spaced repetition. It syncs across all your Apple devices. It's a really solid tool.
It is. It takes away all that friction from, the creation part of studying.
But if we're being honest, it's still just a better index card.
Yeah.
It's static.
Yeah.
It's silent.
And that's the limitation. We live in a world of explosive content, video, audio, interactive stuff. But Flashnotes, as good as it is, it's still just text on a screen. So the question we're asking today is, what if your notes could talk back to you?
What if they could make a video?
Right. What if Flashnotes could generate a video explanation of a concept you just wrote down? Or what if it could go out and research a topic for you while you sleep?
And that is the what if. To answer it, we have to look at our second source, the Auto Content API. And I want to be careful here. We're not talking about another, chatbot helper or just some wrapper for ChatGPT. The documentation actually describes this as an industrial engine for content transformation.
An industrial engine. Okay, that implies scale.
It implies heavy lifting. It's designed to take raw data, like your notes, and instantly convert them into podcasts, videos, quizzes,
Yeah.
even deep research briefings.
So our mission today is to see what happens when we plug this engine into Flashnotes. How does it change the product for the student?
And maybe more interestingly, how does it change the whole business model for the company behind it?
Let's start with the student experience. Right now, Flashnotes is great if you're a visual learner or a text learner, but I saw a stat that something like, what, 40% of people prefer audio learning?
Right. And if you're at the gym or driving, Flashnotes is basically useless to you.
Exactly. It's that idea of mental availability. If the app needs your eyes and your hands, it loses access to you for huge chunks of the day.
I've seen Google's Notebook LM do that audio overview thing. It's impressive. You drop in a PDF and two AI hosts just chat about it.
So why doesn't Flashnotes just use that?
Because Notebook LM is a consumer product. It's a walled garden. There's no API. A business like Flashnotes can't build a feature on top of it. But Auto Content API, that's different. It's built to fill that exact gap. It lets a business plug a Listen to Your Notes feature right into their own app.
Okay, so practically, what does that look like? I've typed up my notes on the French Revolution. I hit a button. What's the API actually doing?
It's triggering what they call a transformation engine. It takes your raw text, it analyzes the key concepts, and it rewrites it into a script. And not just a summary, but a dialogue like this one we're having, or a lecture. Then it synthesizes the audio and sends it back. Suddenly, your history notes are a podcast episode.
Okay, but let's be real. I've heard text-to-speech tools. If this sounds like my GPS telling me to turn left for 20 minutes, I'm just going to turn it off. That uncanny valley is, it's real.
It's a valid fear, but that's really old tech. The Auto Content docs, they specifically highlight something called prosodic modeling.
Prosodic modeling.
It means the AI understands the rhythm of speech. It knows when to pause for emphasis, when to speed up, when to sound excited. It's not just reading words, it's performing a script. The reviews in the source material describe it as natural, steady, and believable.
That changes things. It really does. If it's listenable, then I can actually study while I'm commuting.
And there's another feature here that Flashnotes could leverage that I find. Oh, it's fascinating. Multilingual support. Flashnotes already lets you take notes in any language. Auto Content supports over 50.
Wait, so I could take my notes in English, but ask it to generate the audio in Spanish.
Exactly. Imagine you're learning Spanish. You write your biology notes in English, because that's your native tongue. Then you hit Generate Podcast in Spanish. Now you're reviewing biology concepts while practicing your Spanish listening comprehension. It turns the notes into an active immersion tool.
That's really clever. It layers two learning goals right on top of each other. But what about the visual side? I mean, sometimes text and audio just aren't enough. If I'm trying to understand how a differential gear works or the structure of a DNA helix, I need to see it.
And this is where the API gets, I'd say, aggressive. It has an endpoint specifically for video generation. And we're not just talking about, you know, stock footage slideshows.
Oh, thank goodness. Because we've all seen those AI videos that just slowly zoom in on a static picture. They're awful.
Right. No, this API claims to generate actual explainer videos. It takes a concept, say, that Differential Gear writes a script and then builds a 60 to 90 second horizontal video. It can even insert an AI avatar to present it, sync the lip movements, add subtitles, and pull in relevant background stuff.
So a student could literally generate a mini lecture video on a tough topic just by clicking a button in their notes.
Yep. And for the younger demographic, which is Flashnote's core user base, there's the Video Create Shorts endpoint.
Vertical video. You mean like for TikTok?
9.16 aspect ratio, under 60 seconds, high energy, quick cuts. Imagine a study feed right inside the app where every swipe is a custom explanation of a concept that you specifically are struggling with.
That is, wow. It's basically weaponizing the dopamine loop for studying. Instead of doom scrolling dance trends, you're doom scrolling your chemistry homework.
It captures attention. And in education, attention is the only currency that matters.
There's one more user-side feature I want to touch on, the deep research endpoint. Flashnotes currently uses AI to expand your flashcards, but how is this different from just asking ChatGPT to, you know, tell me more?
The difference is the source of truth. Standard chatbots, they hallucinate. They rely on training data that might be 2 years old. The auto-content deep research endpoint uses agents that browse the live web. The source explicitly says it references reputable sources like FT.com or SEC.gov.
So it's acting more like a research assistant than a creative writer.
Correct. It's fact-checking. If Flashnotes integrated this, they could offer a deep dive button. You have a card about a market trend. You hit the button, the API goes out, reads the latest financial news, and generates a structured briefing document. But citations, it moves Flashnotes from a place where you store information to a place where you source it.
It closes the loop. Okay, for the student, this is a massive upgrade, no question. It turns a static app into a multimedia tutor. But I want to zoom out. We've been talking about product features, but the thing that really stood out to me in the auto content report was the economics of it all.
The cost arbitrage.
Exactly. If Flashnotes has this engine that can instantly turn text into high quality videos and podcasts, why would they only use it for their users? Why not turn that engine outward?
And that's the pivotal question.
Yeah.
Because the biggest problem Flashnotes has as a business isn't its code. It's getting noticed. It's an offline first app in a very, very noisy world.
And usually to make noise, you need a marketing team.
A massive marketing team. To compete today, you need to be on TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, and Google. Traditionally, that's the production bottleneck. You need editors, producers, sound engineers, a lean app like Flashnotes. But they likely can't afford all that.
But looking at the numbers in this report, they might not need to.
The numbers are startling. A human-made podcast episode. By the time you pay for recording, editing, hosting, you're looking at hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars per episode if you want quality.
And the API.
The auto-content API generates that same asset script, voices, music, mixing for roughly, what, 10 cents to 2 euros?
Cents.
We are talking about a 99% reduction in cost. Video is similar. A manually produced short could be $50 to $300. The API does it for roughly 4 euros.
So the entire barrier to entry just collapsed. Flashnotes doesn't need a marketing agency. They just point their own API at their blog posts and say, make me a podcast.
Precisely. And this opens up a whole strategy called faceless channels. Flashnotes could spin up a YouTube channel or a TikTok account dedicated entirely to study hacks or daily science facts.
Mm.
They don't need to hire an influencer. They just use the avatars and the voice cloning.
And they can pump out an insane amount of volume.
The algorithm loves volume. If you're posting high-quality content 5 times a day, you grow.
Yeah.
Manual teams can't sustain that pace without burning out the API. It doesn't burn out.
But isn't that just spam? I mean, if they start pumping out thousands of cheap episodes, won't users and the algorithms hate it? We've seen what happens with programmatic SEO. Google penalizes mass-produced garbage.
That's the thin content trap. And you're right. Google punishes automated content when it's low-value, just keywords stuffed onto a page. But here's the twist with this API. It uses what they call a transformation engine.
Okay. So how does that save them from the spam filter?
Because it's creating multimodal assets.
Mm.
Let's say Flashnotes wants to rank for how to study biology. You generate a landing page. But instead of just text, the API also generates a unique conversational podcast episode about biology tips. It generates a unique explainer video.
So when a user lands on that page, they actually watch and listen.
Which increases dwell time. Google sees people staying on the page, listening to the audio, watching the video, and it signals that this is high-quality content. It allows Flash Notes to dominate search results without getting flagged as spam because the content is actually helpful and diverse.
That is a very clever workaround. It's using the multimedia capability to validate the text.
And there's one more marketing tactic mentioned, newsjacking.
Which sounds aggressive.
It's reactive marketing. The API can monitor social sentiment on platforms like X or Reddit. So let's say finals week stress starts trending.
Which it does, every December and May, like clockwork.
The API detects the trend. It automatically researches managing final stress. It generates a script, creates a video short, offering Flash Notes as the solution, and then posts it, all within minutes.
While the human marketing team is still having their morning coffee.
Speed is the competitive advantage. It moves content from being a creative project to being a data utility.
This all sounds great on paper, but I have to ask about the technical reality. Flash Notes is a clean Apple ecosystem app. Is integrating a heavy-duty industrial engine going to bloat it? Is this a nightmare to build?
That's where the headless architecture comes in. Auto content is API first and headless. Think of it like a restaurant. The head is the dining room where customers sit. The body is the kitchen. A headless system is just the kitchen. It can send food to any dining room or to a delivery driver or a takeout window.
Yeah.
Flash Notes doesn't need to rebuild their app. They just send an order to the kitchen, the API, and the API sends the finished dish back.
So it all just runs in the background?
Completely in the background. It integrates with tools like Make.com or Zapier. It's designed to be totally invisible to the user until the content is ready.
And what about reliability? If I'm a student and I ask for a video summary the night before an exam and the system times out, I'm deleting that app.
They address this with webhooks. See, generating a 4K video takes time, maybe a few minutes. You can't keep a phone connection open that long, it'll just crash. So the app sends the request, the API says I'm on it, and then the API calls back, that's the webhook, when the video is done. It ensures the system handles the load without freezing the user's phone.
Smart. It handles the heavy lifting asynchronously. One last technical question, money. Not marketing, but the business model. Flash Notes has a seasonal user base, right? Summer is dead. Exam season is crazy. Do they have to pay for all the server capacity all year?
No. The API uses a credit model. You buy credits, say, a high-volume plan with 20,000 of them. Flash Notes can burn through those in May and then buy almost zero in July. They aren't paying for idle servers. It scales up and down with their actual business needs.
Okay, so let's pull all this together. We started with a simple problem. The index card is outdated. Flash Notes digitizes it, which is step one.
Step one.
But by plugging in the auto content API, they aren't just making digital cards. They're transforming the app into a full multimedia learning ecosystem. It talks, it shows, it researches.
And crucially, it allows the business to market itself with the very same engine it uses to serve its customers. It solves the growth problem and the product problem at the same time.
That's a powerful synergy. Before we wrap up, is there a bigger picture here? We've talked a lot about Flash Notes, but what does this mean for the internet in general?
I think it points directly toward the agentic web.
We touched on that with a research tool.
We did. But think about the bigger implication. We are moving to a world where humans are not the only ones reading content. AI agents, like the one in this API, are reading content to answer questions. By using auto content to structure their data, to generate transcripts, to create clean audio. Flash Notes isn't just serving students today. They're structuring their data to be the primary source of truth for the AI search engines of tomorrow.
So if your content is just flat text, the agents might just ignore it. But if it's structured, multimodal, and verified,
then you become the answer that the AI gives. And in the future, being the answer is the only thing that's going to matter.
That is a lot to process. From index cards to the agentic web, that's a wild transition.
It is, but that's just the speed of the technology right now.
Well, next time you're furiously scribbling notes at 2 a.m, just remember, those words could be doing a whole lot more work for you. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll see you next time.